This is Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Hi, I'm Dan Sayapan. I'm the Director of Global Experiential Learning here at the University of Arizona. I've been on campus for close to about 17 years. And what Global Experiential Learning, or GEL, does is it tries to integrate travel, multicultural education, and service learning to provide inclusive and diverse programming for all the U of A. And we really try to target our marginalized populations there because those are the ones that don't go, mostly students of color, first generation students, and low income students, as well as some DACA students as well.
Could you tell me what brought you to Tucson?
So I grew up in a small town in Iowa, in Northwest Iowa. It was about 2000 people, and we're really the only minorities in the town. So I grew up around farms, baling hay, milking cows, things like that. I graduated from Iowa State University in my undergrad. I was kind of in a safe place and I needed to branch out. And really the motto that I looked to that I try to use on myself was to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. So I wanted to kind of challenge myself and I got a job in Arizona. It was my first time in Arizona, in Phoenix. And I actually worked at a advertising agency in business account. That was my passion. That was my love. My major was actually marketing and advertising before. But at Iowa State, I love working with students. I love working with the marginalized students over there. I had a mentor that told me about the job down at University of Arizona as a coordinator of the Asian Pacific American Student Affairs. And I applied for it and I actually got the position, thinking I was only gonna stay there for maybe 2 years, but kind of fell in love with Tucson, fell in love with the University of Arizona.
How do you describe your identity?
My parents were actually part of the boat people that came over from Southeast Asia. My mom is from Laos, my dad is from Thailand. So I have those two pieces of my life that I toggle between. They're very similar, but it was a situation where spoke English outside the home, but when we got home, everything was either Lao or Thai. Mostly I grew up Lao, around the Lao community, around Lao food, around Lao culture. My parents both had a college education, but back in Southeast Asia, which didn't transfer over here. So they had to start all over again over here. And I appreciate everything that they did for my family. I'm the youngest of five siblings, and they all went to college and they all graduated from college.
How does your identity integrate into the Tucson community?
A lot of my life was my work. So it integrated with a lot of the Asian community within Tucson for those first 14 years. And I always say there were anywhere I went, most likely if they were Asian or Asian American, they had some kind of connection with me because we worked very closely together with the community. As I developed and as I went into the Global Experiential Learning position as a director, we started doing programming that was not only international but local. So integrating and doing programming down by the border, the Sonoran and the Arizona border, learning about deportation issues and immigration issues, as well as going to the different tribal nations that are around here, the Tio Nation, the Hopi Nation, the Navajo Nation, the Apache Nation, and taking students there as well and learning kind of a history that most of the students at our university aren't aware of or haven't learned about yet. Since we can't travel anymore, we're doing things virtually. And what we're trying to do is doing what we usually did when we're over in different countries over here in Tucson, because a lot of students think Tucson is between the area of Speedway and Fifth Street, which is the bubble of the University of Arizona. For most of them, I'm generalizing here, but a lot of them don't go too far outside those boundaries. What we want to do is take them out of those boundaries and learn more about the community and the culture that is so rich and wealthy around the whole Tucson area. So what we started doing is these virtual programs around different things like community service areas like Flowers and Bullets, which took over a TUSD school district that went out of commission, but they're starting to plant and teach about planting to their communities and learning about those different unique features about growing in urban situations. Also, we've learned about the different artists that are around here that do the beautiful murals, especially around the Black Lives Matter movement. We went on the San Javier Food Co-op, talked about the indigenous foods that are on there, what they've done for the community, down to Tucson Oasis Fruit Cones, which serves raspados. And if you haven't had a raspado before, we showed you how to make it. We showed you the different treats, Mexican treats that they made for 37 years that made it a staple.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez. Production and editing, Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Neni G. Follow us on social media using the handle TucsonID.